America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over to Venice and check in with our good friend, Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to this morning. Morning, Mike. What's going on over there, bud?
You have to have your rain gear on, and you're going to have to probably need magnets on the bottom of your shoes to hold you to the bottom of the boat. It ain't a good morning over here, to be honest with you. So, the little deal's kind of going to put the wind on me for the next 4 or 5 days, looks like.
Yeah.
Rain's going to kind of get out of here, but...
What do you got, a northeast wind over there this morning?
Oh, yeah. Looks tough.
Good old northeast.
Yeah. And, people sitting here from California for a week, and we done decided this morning that we're not going. So,
yeah, there's rain all over the boot this morning.
Oh, yeah. We, they're here from Little Reds, and I can't get to them.
No.
They're all outside, and there's one or two. You can be trout fishing in the river and hook in one of them, but. Who wants to go try to accidentally catch one? So, they're here for 7 days, fish 5 out of 7, so we'll just have to try to reboot.
Yeah, they're lucky. Maybe they can get 5 in.
It's going to be luck is really what it's going to be. From what the forecast is showing, but you never know about the forecast either.
No.
These days, you don't. Kind of like our government, you never know what's going to happen when you wake up every day.
Yeah.
Boy, this mess in North Carolina, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's bad.
People don't realize. I've got customers over there I've done talk to, and
Really stay on top of that because, the mainstream media is not hardly covering it all. Other cables are, but the Weather Channel's had good extensive coverage over there.
Yeah.
That's where I've been kind of staying on top of it.
Yeah, one of them I talked to, he said they're going to keep pushing them hillbillies. And they're going to push back on them. You know, yesterday, one of my guys told me, he said they was going to churches trying to confiscate supplies from them churches, and that's a real no-no right there. I mean, they cannot do anything with a church, but that's how sad it is.
Yeah.
But all we can do is pray for them. I wish I could get over there and offer them some help, but there ain't no way I can help them.
I had the time and the means.
Yes,
you know,
I'd be there
to help out and do something. Just drop everything and go help, but it just
I'd be a hindrance instead of a help. So
yeah, but it's a mess.
It's unbelievable, and you know the body count. They'll never really know how many people died in this deal.
No, they'll just classify them as missing.
Oh yeah, so. Anything else? Other than that's about all I got going. Like I said, this weather is something else on us. So
yeah, we need a fall pattern to settle in and stabilize and get on with it.
Yeah, I was looking at it a while ago. That low is down there, trying to go into Mexico?
Well, it's just, you know, it's actually, you know, you had that Caribbean low that kind of moved in down there, and then you got that other low off of, you know, the Pacific side that came across the narrow part of the peninsula, you know, to kind of team up with this one. And originally they thought there was going to be two spins of low pressure. I don't know what. That front coming next week, so it's just going to steer all that rain into Florida, you know, around the Fort Myers area.
Right.
They're calling for it to be a big rain event. But, I mean, you're getting bans right now.
I know. I mean, the boot's covered right now.
Yeah, it is. I looked at radar a while ago. You are covered up.
Other than that, that's about all I know. Fishing is, like I said, the river is fantastic. I mean, it's unbelievable how pretty the river is. All the passes same way. You know, that finally did stabilize for us. You know, last week that wind blowed out of the west over here so bad, and everything on the west side was wiped out. Now everything on the east side is wiped out. So, you know, the water.
You're right.
No, you know, the water stacked up, you know, after Helena went through, sucked all that west wind in.
You know,
here
we're on the fall equinox. That's above normal tides anyway. But
tides, stupid. And we've been on them flip flop tides this week. I mean, just actually no tide, believe it or not. Thursday, I think it was. I fished Thursday.
Does Northeast hold y'all's water in over there like it does here?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but the west was the, you know, all that west wind we got off of Lena, because west side don't have no protection anyhow anymore. You know, there's very little bit of marsh. You know, it's right up against the river. From Venice on down, there's no marsh. But it stacked all them passes up, and there was just too much water. Yeah. Even with what tide you had, them fish were so far back up in them Roseau canes, you're not catching them.
No.
You know, and then one day we had a flush of marsh minnows, and, you know, so when that happens, it's really crazy.
Get up back up in there behind in that Roseau cane way up in there, and they start eating them little crabs, baby crabs, and all the minnows
and like
everything
said,
else. You can't.
Yep. You can't catch
compete with that.
Nope. So, but, you know, trout are in the passes. I mean, you can't just go and stand on them, but you can go, you know, you'll find a little school of them, you can catch them all and move on.
Yeah.
But,
Well, your big trout month is what, November in the river?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, we just got to get down to that at least 70 degrees. That's the.
It's taking a while this year.
I mean, we're at 82. Everything I'm looking at is 82
same
degrees.
Same here.
Yeah. So.
It's warm.
Yep.
That's nice in the mornings, but it warms up pretty quick. Gets pretty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm still fishing in flip-flop and shorts. So.
Yeah.
You know. But I don't know what all that water come in. I don't know how much water the Mississippi received off that. You know, I really can't tell. But we're going to get a bump. And all I'm seeing, you know, some guys said, man, it's going to jump 7-8 foot. I said, I don't know where y'all getting your information from.
I said, either.
Because the only thing I'm seeing is about a foot. So,
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much of a bump. I mean, that a lot of that bad stuff, that was way east of the Mississippi
runoff. Oh, yeah, the Mississippi runoff, yeah. Nashville, you know, we're going to get the water from Nashville, which, I mean, that was just a overnight event. And then it was gone. But, man, them
yeah, some of those areas houses. Got, what, close to 30 inches?
Yep. That's a long ways from here, and that stuff will, it'll spread out. There's a lot of places for it to spread till it gets here.
Yeah.
So, but man, the pictures of them houses, stuff going down them rivers over there, that is just unbelievable.
Did you see the roof of that one building that hit that big post?
Sure.
And just ripped it. It was just like taking a piece of paper and just tearing it in half. I'm going, that the force of water is unbelievable, isn't it?
It's crazy. I can't believe it didn't knock that pole down.
I can't either. Boy, they must have. They got that one deep.
They had that one deep.
That sucker's in there, buddy.
I've been seeing a bunch of pictures of them linemen over there, and my hat's off. Every time there's something like this, my hat's
those
off.
Poor
to the
guys,
linemen.
Man. I don't know how they. But how would you like to have that job? Man, that's got to be the worst job in the world, to go into a disaster zone and try to restore electricity for people. My gosh.
But, I mean, I've been watching a bunch of it, and them, the people are even helping the linemen. I've seen two or three where the guys got their own tractors out there helping them push them poles back up and so they can.
Sure.
They foam them, whatever they do now, you know, they use some type of foam to stabilize them poles back in. It's just hilarious to watch that and make sure it feel good, too, though, that people can come together like that instead of the idiots in Houston.
Well, that's what Americans
them.
Do. That's what we do.
Yeah. You know, but
we don't need
we go
the
back,
stinking government.
Then we go back to Burrow and all them people grapping because their lights been out for 7-8 days. How'd you like to be out for months?
Well, some of them
people,
around here were 2 and 3 weeks.
Yeah. But there's just so much you can do. I mean, you know, all them pictures they were showing of them staging areas, they're not doing nothing. Well, you know, you got to get organized and get a game plan on what you're going to do here before you can just, you can't just jump out there and go to putting lines up here and there. I mean,
no. No,
you got to start at the top,
well,
work to the bottom.
The entire landscape's changed.
No, absolutely. Yep. So, but anyhow,
eight days?
Yeah, 8 days now. And they're talking, especially in the Appalachian Mountains, they're talking about they have no idea when they'll get power back on up there.
Oh, no. It's,
And that lithium mess is, boy, that's scary.
What's with that?
Well, there was already in the works, some big company was going to try to buy a bunch of that because that's the biggest, deposit of lithium in America.
Oh, there's like a lithium mine up there?
Well, yeah. Well, anyhow, they're trying to do away with a whole town up there that got demolished.
Yeah, there's one whole town that is completely gone, and nobody knows where any of the people are that were in it.
Yep, and they're wanting to bulldoze all that, and that's right in the middle of all that lithium. So the money-hungry guys are done up there trying to figure out how they can get their hands on all that.
I got a text from a listener for you. Could you ask Mike how the Flounders are doing and when does it open again? Well, listen, it doesn't close till what, the 15th of this month.
Yeah. And you know what? A bunch of us were talking the other morning. We have no hard evidence that they're closing it right now.
Well, that's true.
You know, I guess it'll be a overnight deal. You know, Flounders closed. You know, our sniper's still open. go figure.
Oh, man.
You know, we was all laughing about it because Brent Ballet come in the other day. He didn't have two people. He had eight snipers. And he was unloading on the boat. And I walked in and said, hey, Duke, these snipers closed. They generally close it right after Labor Day. It's nope, still open. I said, you got to be kidding me. Take advantage. Yeah, but you can't get to them right now.
Mike. Well, hey, man, hang in there, buddy. Hope you can get your guys from California, get them out there and get them going.
We'll
at least they're there for a week.
Yep, we'll get them.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, man.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing and tell that customer that he's listening, so. Yeah, it's good. Them two ballet boys in 4 days caught 188.
Yeah, I'd say that's no shortage of flounder. Yeah, that's strong, buddy. Strong.
Yeah.
All right. And they don't even have to gig them. They're catching them with a rod and reel. How about that?
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? They are gigging them in the river.
Are they? It's
right
clean?
Here at Fort Jackson, that big sound bar here at Fort Jackson. Yeah, they've been gigging them at night right there.
I'll be darned. All right.
All right, bro. Later.
Later. See you, man. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated and let them handle it all for you. 281-332-6224 or check them out at sales@AlliedInc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg, see what he's up to. Hey, James, what's going on?
Yo, Mick. What's up, buddy?
Not a lot. How you doing, brother?
Oh, down here in Alice, Texas, trying to shoot a dove.
Alice.
Dude, I've been in South Texas twice here recent times, and every time I'm here, it floods. South Padre flooded when I was there, and dude, it got so bad out there hunting yesterday afternoon. I just tried to find just some kind of tree to back into. It got wicked down here.
It rained down. Yeah, I'm seeing all that on radar. It's just solid rain everywhere.
Dude, man, in a short period of time, we got a rain gauge right here. We had like an inch and a quarter.
That's a lot for down there.
It's a lot for down here in the rain. Coming back up here to the house, so Kenny said, man, look at that, man. It looks like a river running right there, man. And they stole many birds down here. We still killed some, but it wasn't great.
Man, I hadn't talked to Blaine in a while. I got to check
really?
On him. I hope nothing's wrong.
Make sure he's alive, man.
Yeah. He may have fell off that tractor.
Ain't no telling. But see, last year we didn't. I don't come down here and hunt first season very, very, very seldom. Even 20 years ago when we first had this place, I never got a chance to come. Always second season. But right. We're in between right now. The weather's bad. I ain't really started back trout fishing yet. So we come to here, but last year Galveston was so good. We were killing limits in Galveston. We only hunted once a week.
Right.
Whatever day it might be, usually Sunday or Saturday, whatever day we weren't fishing. And we killed limits the whole season. Didn't have to go nowhere, but there's no birds at home.
Yeah.
I went and checked it, and I'm like, man, this is no good. So Kenny called me and said, hey, man, this is the best I've seen it. I called Cameron. He was working on
the birds. No, there's no birds here because they're all in South Texas.
They have to be, Mickey. At my house in Piggy, because I ride and run on all them streets every day. Yeah, I couldn't believe how many doves, white wings. I said, man, it's going to be good. But it happens every year. Like 2 or 3 days before the season started, gone. And I think that burrow deal for Galveston, I think that had a lot to do with it. It may have blown people's nests away. I don't know that. But anyway, long story short, it's no good there. So now we're here.
Well.
Hey, man, chasing that dragon wherever we got to go. But. I'm looking at the weather, man. I think that was the window. I think that was the coup de grace. I looked at buoy weather until I got to go back to work. I got to go back. I think I go, well, I got a couple days, and then in earnest, like the 10th or 12th, I got to go back to work. So there's probably no window for me. Somebody may catch one about the middle of October.
Yeah.
If you get it right, they ain't going nowhere.
You got to get it right. And it's,
you got
not,
a pretty
it's
good...
not cooling off. I mean, if you can get another window of about 4 or 5 days of calm seas again, maybe so.
Yeah, but it's not there. It ain't there. You might get one day. Looks like this front right here is kind of weird. A lot of east, north. You better find you somewhere to fish. You get out of a northeast wind, because as far as I can look out there on buoy weather, I got northeast winds. Except like on Thursday or Wednesday. I don't know when that front's coming. But it comes right off the beach, like northwest, like 12 to 17.
Yeah, I think that'll be on Wednesday, but it goes right to northeast.
Exactly. You got may have an afternoon right there, but
right.
You know, things are going to be different. You got to go refine some fish, and it'll be different. But maybe done for me.
Well,
but that's all right.
It's
pretty down here. Uh-huh.
After the days you had that run right there, that's a lifetime deal.
No doubt, buddy. No doubt. No doubt. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the big trout run back in the back end of Trinity Bay, Mick, when it was big time.
Yeah.
And everybody was a hero and everybody was a guide and everybody's getting monsters. It was like that.
Boy, that was almost the last tide out, it seems. We hadn't seen anything like that since. I mean, that's where you had 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then 15. And it's just, it hadn't been the same since.
What year was that when all them, I mean, I'd have to go look at my calendars when all them big fish was up here. And you were fishing a lot.
Well, it was like a 5-year deal. You know, we had that drought pattern. And all that good water back there for so long.
But the coup de grace was that last year.
Probably 214, 215.
Yeah, you could just cut the key off, dude.
Yeah.
It was crazy, man.
We've seen a lot. That was real similar to the 80s and early 90s.
Remember that one day? Well, you was behind me catching 3 to 5s. We'd been in there, whatever we were doing. But I had Jim LaVale one day, and he brought them boys, at his Carl and his son, and them boys on them auto park things over there on Westheimer. And I said, man, this looks good. We cut off right there by F1 separator, you know, right there by
Yeah.
We drifted almost to the mouth of Cross and never quit catching them.
Yeah.
I said, that's insane. And there was boats, and they'd run behind you. It didn't matter.
I had kind of a north-northwest wind one day, and I went back there to wade, you know, in there behind Green Island, all that area in that corner. Well, all those new young guides that got in the guide business during that run, they were all in there. They already had it covered up when I got there. I said, hey, no big deal. I cut the key off out deep in front of Green Island, and we drifted all the way to Skippy's and caught 200 fish.
Yeah.
One drift.
It didn't matter. Yeah. And they were all really nice trout. We may not caught no sixes or seven, but
I think we popped a couple over seven that day, but I mean, the average fish was 4 pounds, just average.
Yeah. It was,
there were so many 5 and 6 pounders mixed in there, and it was still.
Well, that's kind of the same way with tarpon fishing now. Everybody's a, you know, tarpon guy. And, hey, that's good on them, man. Like I told Cope every day, I had my turn, man. Every now and then I'll catch me a bone. But them boys fooling around out there in them bay boats and coming out there in them front trolls and your blazer bays. Down there in Matagorda, some boys running them flat boats and all that stuff coming out there. And I'm just looking. I said, man, I'm old. But I'm going to tell you, I've been sitting in this Gulf of Mexico my whole life. She's going to eat you up. You keep playing around out there, and then little old nasty boats that come out there.
It'll come.
They're all a thunderstorm away from being on the bottom.
They're exactly right. How many times have we seen that?
I just laugh. I say, dude, I hope you can make it. I mean, we was coming in the other day, and it's pretty snotty. I mean, it's not nice. You know, it ain't stupid, but it ain't nice. And I'm just to go through the jetties I was going in, not here in Galveston. And, man, one of them kind of whatever kind of boats they are. I don't know what they are. They all look the same to me. Not a Blazer Bay, that kind of deal, but like a blunt nose cat kind of deal. And he stopped, and dude, he was fixed to curl the whole waves in the front of that boat. And he actually got in behind me to run in. And I said, well, that was kind of smart, but I don't know, man. Okay, some kids pulled up to me the other day. There, where I was at, there's nobody. There's like nobody. And I see this boat. And it's rough, man. It's not nice. And they run right behind me. And I'd seen the fish in the rough. And the water was dirty, but I'd seen one fish. So we're sitting there trying to fish. And he just runs right behind me. I'm like, well, whatever. You know, the only boat's out there on the planet's right there. So anyway, he goes away. So we fish and fish and don't see nothing. I said, man, let's go look around a little bit. Well, I see the dude again. And he's coming to me like, man, what is this? He idles up to me. And, hey, they're just good kids. I'm not saying nothing bad, but this is what's going on. He's fixing the sink, and this it's a transport. There's three kids, mid-20s. They got all kind of different rods and reels. The biggest lures known to man tied on. No trolling motor, no nothing. Hey, you seen any tarpon? I said, well, no, man. I really ain't seen nothing but these 3-foot seas, but no. Huh. Well, you know, Michael Kubeka? I said, I don't know Michael Kubeka. I know who he is. I don't know it. Man, he says there's millions of tarpons out here. And I'm like, okay, dude. Well, I don't know. I can't help
Chasing
you out.
A report.
And he blazes off. Man, I don't know if they sunk or not.
I hadn't heard anything. He made it.
Yeah, but yeah, like it's easy, man. Just, hey, man, here's a report, man. They flying drones over the carpet. Where are they at?
Reminds you of the old trout run days, huh?
That's what you're into,
hey,
now.
Man. Where's Hannah's Reef? I had
a
guy pull
Hannah's?
Up here in East Bay one day and asked me, well, you know where Hannah's is at? And I said, yeah, see those 300 boats over there? Go pull in the middle of them. That's Hannah's.
It's the same, Mickey. It's the same.
Oh, come on, man.
And hey, that's why.
Let me knock this break out, and I'll come back at you. Hang on. Hang with me. All right, buddy. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop and have all your processing needs done. They're in downtown Belleville. They're easy to find. Their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. And, you know, with bow season going on and deer season right around the corner, there is no better place in the state of Texas to have your wild game process than the Belleville Meat Market. And you can assure that the meat that you took good care of is what you're going to get back. They track your game all the way through the process. And if you're looking for a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue, they serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they have bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage with homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs. They're available for all of your cookout needs. And if you're looking to have a quarter or half calf process, that's available for pre-order also. And their wild game processing is open year-round. So the Belleville's celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. All right, James, we're back, my friend.
Yo, buddy.
Dumb
well,
birds.
It's kind of like, you know, back in the day, you know, you were looking for something on your own. We would find them, and you could catch them, big ones. And
yeah.
You put a bunch of boats on top of anything, no matter what you're fishing for, and it's not going to be good.
Yeah, boats make you and break you these days.
Oh, because everybody knows where to go.
Well, you know, it's just like in bay fishing. You get on a little wad of fish, and it's saving your day because you've had a rough morning, and you finally get on something, and one boat drives through your spot, and that is it. It's over.
Yeah, the schools are, you know, not quite as vast, but, you know, it's just a lot of people doing it, whether it's trout fishing, tarpon fishing, whatever it is. You just got to keep looking, man. Try to find that edge where you can find a little something, you know. But you spend a whole lot of time not catching stuff. So, you know, you got to pick your poison. Well, I think when the weather gets right, though, I think the trout fish is going to be pretty good. I don't know about the big ones or not, but I think when it actually gets right, and it's not right now, you know it's not, I think fish are going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I would think the wading would be better right now.
Oh, it always is this time of year, you know, for better quality anyway.
Correct.
Probably won't be as many fish as you can probably find out of a boat, but it's better quality.
Yeah, we waded in that little tournament I fished in, and you know, if you were just fishing, not trying to win some kind of tournament, it probably would have been pretty good. They were nice trout. You know, what do you weigh in these stupid tournaments and you weigh in 20 inches or whatever. Mm. But they were pretty good fish. A lot of flounders that we, you know, pulled off of. We were trying to catch a redfish. We did catch a lot of reds, but couldn't catch no good ones. But it was, you know, if you'd have just been fishing, trying to put up some numbers, it would have been pretty good. And yeah. I ain't picked up a trout rod in 2.5 months.
You don't ever forget. It's so, like riding a bicycle, man.
Well, I kind of didn't know where to go. I fished one whole day, man, late by myself. It was like 4 o'clock. I'm like, man, what am I still doing out here? And I came in, but anyway, I didn't do very good. I found two little old places that, you know, had some fish. You know, like I say, I got no pattern. I just trying to go by. I knew what you were catching. So I didn't go beat on it because I knew if I fished there what I wanted to do. I went looking for something else, and I didn't find it. I didn't find it.
No, they're not on every street corner. You got to dial them in.
I realize
that's what's so hard on me nowadays because I don't fish every day like you guys get to. And it, man, sometimes you feel like a lost goose out there. You know where they're supposed to be and they ought to be and should have been and all that shoulda, coulda, woulda. And it's just not there.
Well, they just don't show you nothing, man. I mean, you can only stop.
Well, you got, man, for all that showing stuff, you got to have a lot of fish.
Right. And, exactly. Or you got to hit little spots, you know, quick hits.
Yeah, and that's, you know, there. All that spot and structure popping and all that. I mean, it, you know, it, you might as well be a bass fisherman because that's basically what it's like.
It basically is what it's like. And it's I've had to really adapt to that, you know, going from what we used to do and how we used
all
to
have.
Fish.
I hate spot fishing.
Remember, I know you do.
We used to make fun of everybody down south because that's all they do is go from spot to spot. They don't look for
spot to spot.
Fish.
Yeah, but see what we got for making fun of them. Now here we are.
Yeah, and now they got enough fish. They're looking for signs of fish down there. I know when I was with Cliff, I mean, it's like Hansel and Gretel, man. Reading a book.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be good. We get them fronts come through, but I really don't see the real front. I mean, I know we're getting one Tuesday, but I look past it. Man, I want to say around the 17th or 16th, you got a good one coming through here. Red flag, north, you know, a true northwest wind. You know,
I remember one fall we were having like this, and man, come Halloween, I got to take all of my nephew and niece and my son. It was my year to take them trick-or-treating. It was so cold. Pete and I, we sat in the truck. We'd drop them off and let them take off down a line of houses. We'd sit in the truck. It was freezing cold, and them kids were out there just running wild in that.
Oh, I know. They don't care.
I mean, it was like bitter cold.
Yeah. Nowadays, it seems like that first, you know, really get cold. When you finally fix to be wintertime, like that first week in November, you have one come through there.
Yeah.
It'd be good. But everything I looked at, the water looked good. I didn't see nothing look bad. I mean, you know. So, we'll see. But I think we might be done.
I texted Blaine while we were talking earlier, and he's been replying. He got 2 really hard downpours yesterday, but they're still whacking them. He's getting a lot of new birds. He said they're coming from your way. And
oh, from over by Alice?
A lot of morning doves. And
right. He shoots a fair amount of white wings over there, doesn't he?
Yes, they've been whacking the white wings. They've been smoking them. But they're getting a lot of morning doves coming back through, too. And he said yesterday they just had to sit in a truck and, you know, between rainstorms and then jump out and shoot the heck out of them and get back in the truck when it started raining. But he said, yeah, they're on them. They're killing them.
I wish I could have gotten a truck. First I had me a mesquite bush. It wasn't too good. Then I found me like an old, big old mesquite bush that half burnt down or something. I got against that, but it's like, dude, it was tropical. It was blowing about 30.
Right.
I'm like, man, this ain't no good. And that one slacked up, but it was late, man. And I told Kenny, I said, man, get camera. Let's go. It was like, I don't know what shoot time is, like 7:13 or something.
Yeah.
And we get in the buggy to come back, and they kind of, you know, which they should have been done, you know, by 7 o'clock it's usually over with, but that rain had them slowed up, and then here they come. They got to going about 7. Oh, it was soaking wet, man. I was like, hey, that's good. All our snake boots, everything's destroyed, but luckily, man, before I left, I was looking at my extra tufts, my rubber boots, and they were sitting right next to my danners. I'm like, man, I just throw them in here. It might rain. I'm glad I got them, dude, because that was what I'm wearing this morning.
There you go.
So, what kind of snake, good.
What kind of snake boots you wear?
Danners.
Danners? I don't know about them.
Oh, Mickey, they're big time. I've tried them all. I've worn them all. I've got blisters from all of them. The Chippewas, I never could. I never did like them.
They were so uncomfortable on my.
Oh, but y'all wore them Justins. But Justins don't make that boot y'all wore. They make one, but not that boot that y'all wore. But these Danners, and Danner makes a damn good wading boot, too. It's pretty big time. They got in cahoots with somebody else.
Right.
They're expensive, but they're nice. But anyway, that's the first boot that I could wear. And once I broke them in, they're good. And that's what everybody around here switched to. The Chippewas, unless you got a wide foot, man, you get blisters, dude.
Yeah.
Because I walk so much. Cameron, he wore his out. He was wearing a pair of Justins like y'all's. He wore his out, and he bought him a pair of Danners. Down here in this Bishop, they got a place here. I don't know the name. It's in Bishop, Texas. It's home of any kind of snake boot on the planet. They sell it. And it's a pretty cool little store to go in. So we'll go in there and buy them when we need them.
Yeah.
But I like those Justins y'all wore.
I've still got mine. Yeah. They're just, I'm wanting to get me a new pair of those Twisted X for this year.
Yeah. Hey, before you do that, go online, look at them Danners.
Okay.
You might like them. You might like them. There ain't nothing I got that lasts me very long. Everything I own right now is destroyed. Everything. My tackle, me, the boat.
You got your transom fixed, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I got my transom fixed. Dude, when I travel now, it takes me like 6 days to unhook all the straps I got on there.
Well, you got to strap them down.
I got it down now. But, yeah, that's the only way I can survive them, boys. I carry 200 gallons of fuel, man, and I'll go through all of it if I have to.
Have you ever used those motor sticks on your trim rods?
You know, Mickey, I hadn't. Dana had some. And you know what Chavo made me? He made me a carpeted 4x4. Remember how the old day we put the board underneath there?
Right.
And I put it just below them pistons and put the motor down on it, and it's big time.
Really?
So
okay.
I started doing that.
Old school.
And then old school stuff. Chavo said, man, this is what you need. It's okay, Chavo. And then, you know, I got the deals where your motor can't spin, you know, that fit on the hydraulic.
Right.
The ram. And then I put a strap on both corners, and I'm gold. You know, man, all the motors are so heavy right now. But all that deal that I destroyed my transom, that's just me. That's being in a hurry. Like, we got to go, man. The run's on. So that was all my fault.
Yeah, well.
You know how we used to be. Hey, remember that time Mickey Ray tied all the boats together? Me and you took off. Said, hey, dude, we're pulling another boat, man.
Yeah. He tied off guy Fish's hydrosports to the back of my Mako.
Yeah, so I think we were pulling Guy's boat, and then when we pulled out, we were dragging your Mako or something.
Oh, that's something. No, we were dragging your whaler is what it was.
My whaler, that's right.
That's why we had Guy's boat, because my Mako was in the shop getting a new lower unit.
And we're dragging it.
I said, man, something doesn't feel right. And you look back there and said, my God, we're dragging another boat with us.
Hey, Mickey Ray was like, if you can't tie a knot, tie a lot. He had them tied up there, man.
Had them going. Boy, howdy.
Remember that day he was washing your hydrosport? He got him some oil. He was going to wash your boat.
Yeah,
that oil.
One of them big gallon jugs of outboard motor oil, put it in a bucket, and I was washing my boat with it. Boy, I tell you, what a mess that made. My God.
Oh.
What a nightmare. All right, buddy. All right, dog. Well, hey, throw out a number. Somebody wants to give you a call and get with you this winter and fall.
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
James, y'all whack them.
All right, Mick. Have a good one, buddy. Bye.
Burn some powder. Later, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now let's jump the bridge. Let's run over to Galveston and talk to Sharky Marquez this morning. Hey, buddy. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Man, looking at my little wind app, checking out that storm. It's going to get nasty, man, again.
Yeah, you ought to
Florida.
Do one of them 36 hours in the Gulf right now. Go for it.
Yeah, she's looking a little bit angry, brother.
A little disturbed out there.
Looks like we're going to catch like 15, 20 mile an hour winds for the next, you know, gosh, several days.
While. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
From one great weather window to a bad weather window. Here we go.
Man, I'm telling you. But, you know, it's what, 70, high 70s today. So, man, we got all the boats going out. I am not going out. I've got a dear buddy of mine's wedding today, and then we're getting some stuff done around old Bayside. So, I'm not going out today, but the guys are, and man, I think it should be good. I really do, man. They're going to find a little bit of wind.
Get out of that northeast wind, they'll get them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We've been seeing, me and Shane were talking about it yesterday, man. We've been seeing some flounder. I was fishing, let's see. I was having a little bit of a tough time on a four-hour trip and ended up I was in front of one of those, you know, inlets. I got a little spot that I fished this big wall, you know, bulkhead wall or whatever, in front of one of those inlets, and I'm in like 27, 28 foot of water, and my guy hooks a fish, and I'm looking at the rod, and I'm like, man, it's just got to be a stingray, you know, that thing's hanging straight down or whatever, 23.5-inch, 6-pound flounder.
Oh, sweet.
Daggum. Thick. That sucker was thick.
Doormat.
Doormat. And then the day before that, old Jetty James smacked him some flounder. So, I don't know, man. Coming in a little bit early. Once it gets a little cooler, we might see a nice little early season.
We got a nice little cool front next week, so maybe that'll spark something.
Yeah, maybe we'll get an opportunity to catch some of them guys before it shuts down on us for, you know, 45 days. So that'll be nice. That'll be nice, brother. Other than that, man, we're just rocking and rolling, doing our thing and getting a lot of got-to-dos done. Now that we're not slammed, you know, every single day with trips, getting a lot of stuff done around Bayside and painting and power washing and
boy,
making everything look pretty.
That is some of them got-to-dos.
Yeah, the not fun stuff, man, the behind-the-scenes stuff. There's been a lot of that going on lately.
Yeah, people don't realize that, you know, when it comes to guiding, it looks like, you know, bed of roses. Well, it's not.
Yeah,
man. When you're
out
there fishing, but when you get in, that's when the nasty stuff starts.
That's right. We're so blessed to be able to do it, man, and do what we love, but it is a gosh, man, it's a lot of work, you know. It's a lot of work to do it right, you know. And we try to do it as right as we can. And And that's the most important thing, man, is we try not to cut corners and try to just try to be above reproach and give our customers the service that they deserve. And, you know, doing that is can be difficult, but there's nothing else we'd rather be doing on this planet.
Million times for my mom and dad, do it right the first time, because if you don't, you're going to have to do it again. Do it once.
I love
do
that.
It right, get it over with, you know?
That's right. I love that. I love
that. I
got
sick of hearing that when I was a kid, but they were right.
You know? Oh, man.
But we're always smarter than our parents growing up, always.
Yeah, I still think I am, but I'm obviously not, you know?
True.
They like to remind me of that, though. You know, I'm working with family. That it is. It can be tricky, man. But golly, we have a good time. I'll tell you that. It looks like a soap opera over there every other day, which is hilarious. Oh man.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love it, man. Blessed to be able to do it. Blessed to be able to do it. Other than that, man.
Flounder season, goes on the back burner, what, November 15th?
Man, I think it's November 1st through December
15th. Well, maybe it is the 1st. I don't know. Louisiana's the 15th, but they hadn't they hadn't said anything over there yet. I was talking to Jeff Cote about that, and he said, man, we hadn't heard anything, whether they're going to shut it down or not this year.
And I'm not sure if we've heard anything super concrete either, but historically, the last 2 years, I believe it's been 45 days, the 1st through the 15th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that back 2 weeks of December around Christmas time, buddy, it's on like Donkey Kong. You know, that's
when they're hot.
That's right. That's right. And they usually are hot, buddy. They
last
usually are
out.
Hot.
Let's stack them up.
That's right. That's right.
All right, brother. But, well, hey. Somebody wants to get down there and enjoy it, lodge up, or plan an event, or even go fishing. Give them some info so they can get a hold of y'all.
Come on with it, guys. Hop on our website if you want to go fishing. Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. We're doing a lot of changes on there, a lot of fun stuff, and we've got a few new services coming out we're really excited about. So probably by the next time I talk to you, Mickey, we'll have announced all that stuff. But check us out, man. Yep. We're just staying in front of the game, dude, doing a lot of, you know, trying to stay on the water and do what we love every day. So we're going to be dropping some new stuff. But everybody be safe. Have a blessed weekend, man. And we'll talk to you on Thursday, brother. God bless, man.
Appreciate it, buddy. See you, man.
See you, brother.
Later.
Bye.
All right, that's Captain Sharkey down in G-Town. Well, it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here on Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.